Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
What is so special about this egg roll?
Well, what's so special is this is the people's house. And over 40,000 people be here. It's the largest ever. And we just like to open it up the place and let people see this is their place.
Yes, Joe Biden at the anti-religious White House Easter egg roll today. Do not bring anything resembling Christian iconography. It is not allowed. Religious-themed designs banned from White House Easter egg art contest. Because, you know, Democrats, they're the ones that'll crucify you. Well, happy Monday to you and welcome. Hope you had a wonderful Easter Sunday and Easter weekend. Hopefully you have a normal family that's not mentally ill, as so many Democrat families are. That's right, religious-themed designs, the Easter egg roll going on even as we speak, I believe, at the White House right now. Couldn't tell you, we don't have any televisions in the radio station today. No TV. We got the internet working, though, so that makes us happy. It took a while. Children's egg designs are a part of annual White House Easter egg roll traditions. The Fox News Channel is writing, children of the National Guard are prohibited from submitting religious Easter egg designs for the 2024 Celebrating National Guard Families art event at the White House. No crosses, no references to Jesus or God, because the Democrats are in charge. And, you know, we know what their deal is. Yesterday, Easter Sunday for them was not Easter Sunday at all. It was Transgender Day of Visibility. That's what it was. Forget about Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and foundations of Christianity and Christendom and Western civilization. Never mind all that. What about what the left wants? That's what we're talking about here. Yesterday, also Cesar Chavez Day at the White House. And Joe Biden put out a statement on that. He got a statement on Cesar Chavez Day. You know, the radical left-wing, not really American, labor organizer from long ago, generations ago. And he's got, Joe Biden doesn't have George Washington's bust behind him or Ronald Reagan, God forbid. You certainly wouldn't have Jimmy Carter or they'd have Barack Obama because he can slow the rise of the oceans. He is as close as they get to religious figure, Barack Obama. But he's got a bronze bust, Joe Biden does, behind him at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office in the White House of Cesar Chavez, right? The boycott grapes guy. Amazing. But if you are planning on bringing any religiously themed objects, eggs, anything to the White House or participating in their contest, just make sure, because the Democrats say so, there not be anything religious about Easter. That's your Democrat Party. The art contest is part of the White House's Easter tradition, which includes the annual Easter egg roll, which is going on today, right now. The flyer for the contest states that an Easter egg design submission, quote, must not include any questionable content, comma, religious symbols, comma, overtly religious themes, comma. They got to say it twice. They ban religion so much they've got it twice. That it is the ban on religious symbols and overtly religious themes or partisan political statements. This is a partisan political statement. You may remember in Barack Obama's White House, the Christmas tree, their first year, I believe it was their first year there with Barack Obama, who was mentored by Communist Party member Frank Marshall Davis and Barack Obama made Communist Party voter John Brennan, the CIA director, voted for Gus Hall, the Communist Party candidate for the presidency. And I don't think these people are on our side. But their statement says, no religious symbols for Easter, no overtly religious themes or partisan political statements. But the Obamas had, you remember the Christmas tree, Michael? They had Chairman Mao Christmas ornament, history's number one murderer, responsible for murdering 50 million to 75 million people. And they had a Chairman Mao, and we had at least two Obama administration officials, Anita Dunn, who talked about how Chairman Mao was her favorite political philosopher, along with Mother Teresa, ha ha ha. And then the other, Ron Bloom at the White House say that they essentially agree with Mao that all power comes from the barrel of a gun. And we're seeing that now, aren't we? Speaking of which, you see the eight Chinese illegal aliens that washed up on shore dead? That's okay, though, because that's not nearly as good a story as the cannibal eating the human leg after the guy was run over by the train. But they're all Democrats all the way around. Democrats are behind all this. What was the other ornament they had on the Obama Christmas tree year one?
Head of lettuce.
And who was head of lettuce?
A drag queen,
a transgender non-binary drag queen. And on the Obama Christmas tree, Chairman Mao, mass murderer, head of lettuce, kind of a funny name, like head of hopper, but head of lettuce and Christmas ornament, because transgender early on, which goes right to Michelle Obama and her arms, doesn't it? And you remember Joan Rivers made a joke about Michelle Obama being transgender, being a tranny, and a couple of weeks later she died mysteriously at an exclusive clinic in Manhattan, but never mind that. Yeah, that was an amazing moment. So the Easter egg roll, the White House wrote, as part of the White House Easter traditions, America's egg farmers, more expensive than ever before, for nearly 50 years have proudly presented an intricately decorated commemorative Easter egg for the First Lady of the United States. In 2021, the White House expanded on this longstanding tradition by displaying youth-designed Easter eggs in the White House colonnade. Do you prefer colonnade? I say colonnade. And on behalf of the First Lady, and it was Nancy Reagan that introduced the Easter egg roll, wooden Easter eggs, decorated beautifully. And then they're what they call keepsakes. You can keep it, and 100 years later, you can still have your Easter egg from the Easter egg roll at the White House. But now, they say, on behalf of First Lady Jill Biden, the Adjutant General of the National Guard, are asking youth from National Guard families across the United States and all U.S. territories to submit artwork inspired by the theme, Celebrating Our Military Families. This is what the flyer says. But then it very explicitly says there will be no religious symbols of any kind. Selected designs representing the unique experience and stories the National Guard children will be brought to life on real hen eggs by talented egg artists. Michael, are you a talented egg artist?
No,
he's not. Michael is not. I did not know that until just now. From across the country and displayed at the White House this Easter and Passover season, because nothing says Easter like Passover. For Passover, do they have like Passover eggs? Do they have bunny rabbit? Remember when the bunny rabbit had to tell Joe Biden to leave the South Lawn the other a couple of years ago, and the guy in the bunny suit had to come over and tell him some. And they warn him, listen to this, listen to how insane these people are. Children also can't promote material and it says promote twice. Children also can't promote material that promotes bigotry, racism, hatred or harm against any group or individual, or promotes discrimination based on race. Didn't you already say that? Gender, religion, nationality. How about Christianity? Because all this discriminates against Christians, which is the largest religion in the United States of America and Western civilization. This is insane. So It can't promote like the kids of the National Guard are going to promote racism on their Easter eggs, which is the highest and holiest of Christian holidays. And this is what Democrats think of you and of our military and of children of the National Guard in the United States of America, that you're going to use Easter eggs to promote bigotry, racism, hatred, and harm against any individual or group. Promotes discrimination based on race, gender, already covered that, religion, just amazing, nationality, disability, right? They're going to do Easter eggs mocking children with disabilities. That's what's going to happen. These people are mentally ill, and they need to be removed from power. Boy. Sexual orientation or age in their designs. The rules appear to mirror rules that govern the long-standing contest held by the American Egg Board. Yeah, sure, right. This is just amazing. That's your Democrat Party. And then they discriminate against Christians on Easter because they're Democrats. They self-describe as liberals, but they have mental issues, I've just got to say. That is really amazing. And then they have this other thing, a teacher for more than 30 years, First Lady Jill Biden, I don't believe she even taught anybody, is continuing her theme of egg-jucation. And they have capital E, capital G, capital G-ucation. So your education-themed effort begins with a misspelling of what you're doing. Just amazing, of the Easter egg roll. Isn't that amazing? That's your Democrat Party. And we have Joe Biden. We played Joe Biden. Oh, we're going to have 40,000 people here. That's what's going on. I'm telling you. And keeping in mind that yesterday at the White House, Joe Biden posted a video sitting at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, which is colonialism. And behind him, there is a life-sized bronze bust of Cesar Chavez. Is that like Hugo Chavez? Well, kind of, yeah, kind of like, yeah. And here is Joe Biden making a video praising on Easter Sunday the couldn't-be-more-irrelevant labor organizer, farm workers organizer from the mid-20th century, Cesar Chavez, Joe Biden yesterday.
Chavez has inspired millions, including me. I was proud to place the bust of his likeness in my office. So if you walk in my office, you can't forget what he taught us. Chavez instilled in our nation the principle that our ambition must be broad enough to include the aspirations and needs of others for their sakes and for our own. We have no finer role model than Cesar Chavez.
Nothing could be more ridiculous than that. Any average American, Marine, soldier, airman, finer role model than Cesar Chavez. But no bust for our military unless they're transgender in the Biden and Democrat Oval Office. CBS News headline, Cesar Chavez family to endorse Biden. Cesar Chavez's granddaughter is, what is she, the director of the Biden campaign, one of the leaders of the Biden campaign? CBS News continues, after RFK Jr. claims civil rights leader, how dare he, would have voted for him, and he doubtless would have. And then MSDNC, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. denounced by family of Cesar Chavez over holiday because the what else would you do with the Easter holiday then jump in and attack people politically because they're commies, the Chavez family. They're radical left-wing extremists. They're anti-Christian, anti-Catholic. And so the family of Latino civil rights legend, that's not what he is, Cesar Chavez. This is MSDNC. He's not a civil rights legend. He was a migrant farm worker organizer. That's not a civil rights legend. Just amazing. Aren't you people amazing? Yes, you are. There's more on the madness of Democrats versus Easter. But right now, you know, Eden Pure is having their famous BOGO sale, their wonderful BOGO deal on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. When you buy one Eden Pure Thunderstorm, you get one free. No matter how many you buy, you get an equal number for free. You buy two, you get two free. If you buy five, you get five for free. See how this works, right? The Thunderstorm will help completely eliminate any odor, even the worst odors like pet smell and cigarette smoke and, you know, litter boxes, cooking odors. Even Michael Moore is no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The O3 molecules of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm seek out and destroy odors in your home, in your office. Even go behind furniture, under furniture. Nothing can hide from the Thunderstorm. And right now, it's time to order because you can get Eden Pure's buy one, get one free sale for a limited time only. So don't wait. We've got two of them at home ourselves with thousands of five-star reviews on Al Gore's amazing internet. You know it works like a champ. People are buying several for around the home, even as gifts. You know, you have an uncle that could probably use one. Use them at the office. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. Enter the discount code ChrisBogo. Chris, B-O-G-O, buy one, get one. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is ChrisBogo. Yes, sir. Yeah, your Democrat Party is not on your side if you're, you know, a mainstream American. Served in the military. Maybe you're a police officer, police family. Christian, go to church. Catholic, God forbid. And Joe Biden, the fakest Catholic ever. That's right, Easter is Cesar Chavez Day and Transgender Day of Visibility. Barely a mention of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Yes. The Democrat Party, the party of transgender Easter and Cesar Chavez Easter. And don't get all caught up in that whole religious thing with Jesus Christ and everything. Let's take a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Michael calling from Lake Ridge, Virginia. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
Cesar Chavez was against illegal immigration, and this is made clear. He would not support what Biden is doing at all, and he would definitely be against the human slavery and exploitation of people that's going on now at a horrific level in the United States. And so that is just completely false. Nothing could be more false than saying that Cesar Chavez would support Biden and his policies. He would be strongly against it.
Yeah.
And if you look, you know, the Latino community is also against Biden.
Well, more and more that's true. And you're right, Cesar Chavez was against illegal immigration into the United States. We're having a bit of drama at the radio station today for a variety of reasons, with the internet and no television and no connectivity to the outside world and down a person, which is a kind of a permanent condition. But never mind all that. Let's get to some of the Democrat Party's madness and their open borders and their illegal aliens and their and we've got, since we're on that now, let me proceed with that, because there's news out of Boston and Denver. And also the Chinese illegal aliens, eight of whom washed up on shore dead. And none of this rises to the level of news in the eyes of The New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and ABC News and NBC News and CBS News, who could care less because they've got rooms full of lefties who are happy to disregard the loss of human life at any time. Doesn't affect them, after all. Remarkable stuff. But here is a story. CNN has the story, and they're not going to talk about it on television. 8 Chinese migrants found dead on Mexico beach after boat capsizes. Hey, do you think they were trying to sneak into Mexico? Maybe they wanted to become Mexican citizens. Oh, they're not welcome. And the Mexican president, Lopez Obrador, told that to 60 Minutes. They aired it last night. He's extorting or trying to extort billions of dollars from us, shaking us down, threatening us. And Joe Biden is too inept, incompetent, and dim-witted to actually stand up to the president of Mexico and tell him who's boss. President Trump, on the other hand, weighed in on that and made it quite clear what his approach would be, and I dare say a much better approach. 8 Chinese migrants have been found dead on the coast of southern Mexico, authorities said, after their boat capsized along a popular but perilous route for illegally entering the United States. The bodies of 7 women and 1 man were discovered on Friday on the beach in San Francisco del Mar. The state prosecutor's office said in a statement, treacherous boat rides up the coast of Mexico are often used by migrants hoping to cross into the U.S. in an attempt to bypass checkpoints on closely monitored land routes. Not so closely monitored, millions have slipped across since Joe Biden became president by land route. The Oaxaca prosecutor's office said that migrants had traveled in a boat operated by a Mexican man, which set off Thursday from Tapachula in Chiapas State near the Guatemala border. I like to say Guatemala, you know, and I like to say Nicaragua, Nicaragua. One Chinese man survived the trip. I'm guessing more did, because if 7 women drowned and there was 1 man, there were other men that made it to shore and didn't help the women. The statement said it did not explain what happened to the boat's operator, the Mexican smuggler, the human trafficker, who is fine and let them all die because that is the left. See, this is what the left does. And these people, the Chinese, are, of course, escaping communist China. And we've had more than 20,000 Chinese, more than an army division worth of Chinese men, enter the United States illegally under Joe Biden. That is a military division-sized group of men, military-age men, never mind. So the prosecutor's office said it was working with federal agencies to investigate the incident and the Chinese embassy in Mexico to identify the bodies. Sure. That's what we have going on there. And that's okay because the Democrats don't care. The number of Chinese migrants illegally entering the U.S. from Mexico has skyrocketed in recent years. They don't say since Biden took office because they all voted for Biden. If it had happened since Trump took office, then that would be in the headline. In 2023, listen to this, just 1 year, more than 37,000 Chinese citizens were picked up by law enforcement crossing illegally into the U.S. from Mexico, U.S. government data shows. And they waved them all in. They're all here. Compared with an average of roughly 1,500 per year over the preceding decade. So 1,500 per year under Trump. 37,000 per year under Biden. Think there are any commie spies in there? The Chinese spy balloons and all this stuff. And Fang Fang having sex with Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell, ushering him from a city council seat in California to the House of Representatives and the Intelligence Committee in Washington, D.C. And no problem. No problem at all. Although that number is still dwarfed by the number of migrants from regional neighbors like Mexico, Venezuela, Guatemala. Chinese people are on track to be the fastest growing group of illegal aliens entering the country, according to CNN analysis earlier this year. Just amazing stuff. That's your Democrat Party. They are not on our side. This is the fundamental transformation of America into something that no one will recognize, right? Isn't that amazing? Also, speaking of Chinese illegal aliens, Fox News Channel, Chinese illegal immigrant arrested after driving onto military base in California. A top Border Patrol official says the case is still being investigated, but a Chinese illegal migrant was arrested in California after entering a Marine Corps base without authorization. Gee, I wonder, could that be an issue? And ignoring orders to leave. What, we didn't open fire? What kind of security do we have at Marine Corps bases now? Border Patrol El Centro Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gregory Bovino said that the agents responded to a call from the base about a Chinese national who entered the base without authorization, ignoring orders to leave. It's just a military base. Why would that be a problem? Spokesman for the U.S. Marine Corps Training and Education Command told Fox News Digital that the individual had attempted to access Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center 29 Palms, a lot of highly classified stuff goes on there, without valid ID. Democrats will get him an ID so he can vote for them. Despite being prompted to exit the Condor Gate by the installation security, the individual proceeded on to the installation without authorization. Military law enforcement were immediately notified and detained the individual. No shots were fired, apparently. But, you know, why would that be a problem? This is just, it's just 29 Palms. All kinds of classified stuff at 29 Palms. Also, did you see, you know, they had these giant spy balloons going over the country and stuff? And Now, the Chinese have attached cameras to Whoopi Goldberg. And they're floating Whoopi Goldberg over the United States of America over military bases. It's crazy. You think maybe that way won't be shot down? Your Democrat Party. Now, let's go to this one, Boston. Boston is in Massachusetts. That is not a state that borders Mexico, last time I looked. Boston says it's overrun by illegal immigrants, plans to place them in veterans' housing. So you're a veteran. You served in the United States military. We've been at war for the last 20 years, more or less, and we're going to kick you out and put in illegal aliens. They've done this again and again. They did this in the state of New York a while back, too. We have said for months now that our system is at capacity, said left-wing, radical, extremist, anti-American Democrat Governor Maura Healey. I added a couple of words to the language there. Boston is preparing to house illegal immigrants in former veteran housing, as the city's resources have been exhausted since Democrat Governor Maura Healey declared a state of emergency over the surge last summer. Now, they're sanctuary cities and they're sanctuary states, and then they are used as sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, and they plots. Know what I'm talking about? The city of Chicago, completely overwhelmed. They're kicking people out of places to make room for all the illegal aliens. Just completely crazy. So Boston is overrun, and they're, you know, the veterans' home at Chelsea will become a safety net site for migrants, illegal aliens, beginning May 1st. It's going to take a little while. Just amazing. All right, now, it's not just there, and it's not just Chicago, and it's not just New York, and it's not just Washington, D.C. It's the whole damn country, and the Democrats did it on purpose. That's why they warned us to learn to speak Spanish, Barack Obama did, and told us about the impending fundamental transformation of America. Now let's go to Denver. Denver official suggests migrants, that is to say illegal aliens, go to New York City, warning they would, quote, suffer even more, end quote, if they stayed in Denver, Colorado. What, winter is over, summer is coming. Then go to Vail and Aspen and ski with all the Democrats. A Denver official encouraged new migrants, illegal aliens, to pack their bags and head to New York and other U.S. cities, warning they would suffer even more if they stayed in the Colorado capital, according to reports and video footage. Now, the city employee Andres Carrera told a group of migrants in Spanish staying at a shelter in Denver that they didn't have the resources to support them, and therefore they should go to Chicago or New York, and they said that they'll give him a ride to Canada, the Canadian border, where they can get out and walk into Canada. Canada won't let them, I don't think.
That's Andres Carrera, political director for Denver Mayor Mike Johnston.
Political director in Spanish, not a border state.
Carrera is Denver's so-called newcomer communications liaison.
Carrera.
That means that he meets the busloads of new arrivals.
And then he tells them, what does he tell them? We'll give you a bus ride to Canada, but you better go to Chicago. You better go to New York because we got too many of you here. Colorado is not a border state. Illinois is not a border state. New York is not a border state. Massachusetts is not a border state. The Democrats are fundamentally transforming the Nazis. This is Barack Obama's third term, and Joe Biden is doing the dirty work that Obama was too much of a coward to do.
Parents listen quietly as children play on the floor. As Denver tells these families that have sometimes walked from one continent to another, that they just have to keep moving, but they don't have to walk. Denver will buy them a bus ticket.
All right. Notice the Naro, and you don't need the money. We've got the money. We'll give you money. We just want to get you the hell out of here. Where are they going to go? They got to go to Canada. They got to go to Chicago. They got to go to New York.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
And he told them, New York gives you more. Chicago gives you more. So I suggest you go there where there is longer-term shelter. Yeah, sure. There are more job opportunities there. No, there aren't. You don't have to walk anywhere. We can buy you a free ticket. It's not a free ticket. It's being paid for. You can go to any city. We can take you up to the Canadian border, wherever, Carrera says, or if you're listening to the local news reporter, Carrera. Carrera. That's like Nicaragua. He's in the United States now. His name is Carrera. We don't, say Tegucigalpa. And if your name is Pietropaoli, we don't pronounce it like you're Italian living in Italy. You know, we have American pronunciations. Welcome to America. This is what the Democrats are doing to the United States of America. They are not on our side. Isn't that stuff amazing? Just remarkable. And it gets worse. Now, I'm not sure the cannibal in California is in the country illegally, but when will you hear this story about the cannibal in California who saw a train accident, a man got killed by a train, and his leg was severed, and this Democrat took the human leg, walked down the street with it, crouched down, and started gnawing on the raw leg. It was leg tartare. He's doing the tartare style. Amazing. And I haven't even gotten to the White House and their transgender day of visibility instead of Easter. That's amazing. But here's the headline. Man stole human leg from next to train crash, then ate it like a drumstick. Like a drumstick. And the Spanish-speaking construction workers are standing there watching this going, I think I'm going back to whatever B-pole country I just fled. It's not clear if this person is illegal or if he's Haitian, but he might be a friend of barbecue and the cannibals in Haiti. Also, the YouTube guy that went down to Haiti to interview barbecue, I've got an update on him too. All right, so again, I don't know if this cannibal is an illegal alien because we don't have a news media that's interested in any of that. But in California, and this was like 6 days ago or something, news media ignored it. Man stole human leg next to a train crash, then ate it like a drumstick, is the story headline. And Katie Boyden wrote the story, Metro News, out of California. Employees at the Amtrak station in Wasco, California, were laying down concrete on Friday when they saw the horrifying sight. The detached leg is believed to have come from a person who was hit by a train near the U.S. railway station earlier that morning. Distressing video shows the man, believed to be homeless, waving the detached limb around before hitting it against a wall, presumably to tenderize it, then apparently taking bites out of it.
The story that seems like it was pulled straight from a horror film. A man caught on camera allegedly biting into what appears to be a leg and waving it around. 27-year-old Rosendo Tellez is the man accused of removing the limb from a crash scene of a person who was hit by a train in Wasco Friday morning.
And that is, wait a minute, and there's video, and I watched the video yesterday, and it was Easter Sunday. I'm like, hey, we got cannibals. You know, it's like the barbecue and the cannibals in Haiti. It's hard to say if this guy's Haitian. He could be, but he's in California. How did he get there? There are lots of Haitians walked across our southern border. And this story is really one for the books. KBFX covered this story.
Witnesses at the scene told Eyewitness News they believe Tellez was homeless.
There was a homeless man. He came, I'm not sure from where, but he came this way, and he walked all through here, and he was waving a like a person's leg.
They say not only did he take the leg and was biting it, he chewed on it and hit it against the wall.
That individual most likely in the right state of mind would probably not do something like this.
You think? I don't know. Let's not set the bar too high for a civilization. But that's we got an official there. That's the first guy was a construction worker, and the lady reporter thinks we have to say Tegucigalpa if we're going to say Tegucigalpa, and say Nicaragua. Pretty amazing stuff. KBFX in California.
Sestayas could be one of many in Kern County experiencing homelessness, suffering with a mental health illness or substance abuse disorder.
You think?
The Kern County Sheriff's deputies arrested Tellez without incident on multiple outstanding warrants and for taking evidence from the scene.
Multiple outstanding warrants for Tellez, who is the cannibal who is out here. California man allegedly eats severed leg of train crash victim. I don't know what part is alleged. Here's the videotape. I'm watching the video. These construction workers, for whom English is not a first language, are also telling us about it. And I guess this is a matter of what they call food insecurity, right? Food insecurity. And maybe he's mentally ill. You think? You know, let this go on in your household? It's Easter, after all. Quite remarkable. And there he is, and the guy is, he's crouched down over here. It's, you know, next door neighbor Tartar. Man, it's California where civilization is ending. Western civilization is under assault. The Democrat Party is making all of this happen. And, you know, we got this YouTuber from Georgia that went to Haiti, and he was kidnapped, an American and his buddy kidnapped by barbecue and the cannibals there.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.